children of all ages, we are back with you again this week for more Video Store Clerks. We are your clerks for the evening. And thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. You tuned in on a special night. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Tonight, we honor one of the greatest action stars of all time. As Action August continues for the month of, well, August. Last week we did Arnold. Tonight, the one, the only, the living legend, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Oh, I'm excited. Gentlemen, are you excited?
Let's have a I'm all ears. Damn good
time. Oh, let's do it. My nipples are tingling with excitement. Let's get it on. Welcome to Video Store Clerks.
It's not a legacy I want to leave behind, but I am Chuck Nasty.
How the fuck am I out of this place?
This shit can't be any fucking good.
Welcome to the store.
Oh, wait.
You can't forget the applause, man.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you again for joining us, staying up late with us on Video Store Clerks. We are your clerks for the evening. I'm Dave.
Chadman.
I'm Chuck.
And once again tonight, we're doing this man.
But
it is Jean-Claude Van Damme night. Let's do some Van Damage with some of the greatest action movies of all time. Coming out of the action hype from the 80s and 90s, Arnold, Stallone, Seagal, Lundgren, the whole lot. But then there was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. Wow. You worded that really badly.
Oh.
We're going to do this man.
I've been waiting all week for this.
We're going to do this man, he says.
Yes, and picking three of his movies, god damn, this was right up there with the vampires one. Damn near impossible.
Yeah.
So if this is your first time tuning into the show, we are three middle-aged men that work in a video store. We have no customers. We haven't had a paycheck in 15 years. So we decided to do a podcast because there was nothing else to do. And what we'll do is we'll talk about our favorite star. We'll choose three, only three of said star's favorite movies and discuss them thoroughly. Please jump into the chat. Join in on the conversation.
Tell us what your three are.
What?
Tell us what your three are, talking to the audience.
Oh, yes, please. Yeah. By all means, pick your own three. So if there's a movie not on our list, that certainly doesn't mean we didn't like the movie or we forgot about the movie. It's just we can only pick three.
He has a lot of movies. I'm not saying they're all good, but he's got a shitload of movies.
It's true. It's very
true. A lot of people think Van Damme disappeared. He did not disappear. This motherfucker has been cranking out movies nonstop for
decades. It's better than him doing a lot of crank. See, it's good he's not doing that anymore.
You know,
he's cranking out movies, not doing crank. It was a joke. It was bad.
And a friend of the show, Nathan Weaver, shout out, added on our Facebook page that he was coked out of his mind on Street Fighter, which, playing the movie back in my head, I could see it. Like certain scenes he was in. Who wants to go home and who wants to go with me?
Yeah, he was really, like, in those days, you notice he was a little more aggressive in his, like, he was already an aggressive person at certain moments, but he was, like, the next level around that time period. He was going through a divorce. He was hooked on coke. He was, like, he was downward spiraling, and we all watched it, and we didn't pick up onto it till now. It's fun.
Decades later. Well, let's get down to it, and let's go through our top three picks of Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. Wow. For my number three, I think I'm going to go with Time Cop. Such a great movie, science fiction, and you know, this was actually a comic book movie.
Mm-hmm.
Years before Spawn, even Blade, the Wesley Snipes Blade movies came out, certainly before the MCU, there was Time Cop. It came out in 1994, and it's to this day, I believe, Van Damme's highest grossing movie. Brought in over $100 million, I believe.
It's a popular one.
It is. It's one of his best, way ahead of its time. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. The effects were actually pretty good for the time. Again, this was 1994. There was a direct-to-DVD sequel years later. There was a TV show, which I don't remember at all, that came out in 1997. It lasted six to nine episodes.
Take it back. I do remember the Tom Cobb. I never watched it, but I do remember the series. Does it say what it was on?
I don't remember the network. For some reason, I want to say Fox, but I don't think that. I don't know. We'll have to fact check.
Fox or Sci-Fi.
But I don't remember that at all. It
was
old,
so I mean, it probably was Fox or something like that. Was Sci-Fi around really back then?
I think it just came out.
It was around that one. Like, yeah, because when this came out, me and my buddy John, this is how I fucking remember this shit. Me and my buddy John, this movie came out. I think we went and saw it in theaters. He fell in love with it. I was kind of in. And it was also the same time when what we were talking about came out. I totally lost what I was saying. Fuck. It was the same time. Yeah. Sci-Fi Channel. There we go. Fuck me running.
Sci-fi.
Like, I think that was even back when they spelled sci-fi correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they couldn't anymore. Yeah, they should just spell the S-U-K, S-U-K now. That's what it just probably should be.
This was even around the time where they started doing their originals, the Sci-Fi Channel original movies. So if it was on that channel, I suspect the TV show probably looked like that.
Yeah.
There was talk of a remake. There's been talk of a remake of this movie for decades. I think.
I don't know.
I think it's probably a good thing.
But just for shits and giggles, let's take a look at a scene from the 1994 Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, The Time Cop.
How have you been, Lila? How you doing, partner?
Ex-partner.
Max. I'm not gonna change a thing. The only ripples are gonna be in my swimming pool. It's a nice place.
You can do this by yourself. Who are you working for?
I'm not hurting anybody. It's America, man. You know, I just taking an opportunity, that's all.
Get to take you back.
I went 10 rounds with John L. Sullivan himself.
I saw Tyson beat Sphinx on TV.
Such a good clip.
Yeah, that's a good scene in that movie.
Bravo. So there you have it. Time Cop. Good stuff. If you haven't seen it, god damn it, see it. It's on Tubi.
It's a freebie.
It's a freebie. Check it out. All right. Over to you, sir.
I'm going to have to go Lionheart. It was always a fun little movie. Like, he starts out, cause I know, like, in Europe it was called AWOL because he went AWOL.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because, like, his brother gets killed and then he comes back to the States and fucking tries to help out and she wants nothing to do with him. And then he runs into the fucking... the guy running the underground fighting ring.
Yeah.
And then from there, he just starts stacking bread. beating the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, that was one that to me and a buddy of mine used to watch all the fucking time. It's a good one.
See, I don't know, like all the fight scenes were like way different too, because they had them in different areas. So it was like in a basement, like his very first fight, whenever he meets the fucking main bitch, and then he beats the shit out of that guy with the quickness. He just drops down and gives him the old nut punch, and that was about it.
See, who was there a main? It's been forever since I've seen Lionheart. Was there like a big main dude at the end of that, or no?
Yeah.
So usually was, but
forget what the fuck that guy's name is.
That's the one. I haven't seen that one in years.
Yeah.
Let's find out real quick.
I know, like, my dad took me to go see that because I was a huge Van Damme fan. I still am. What the fuck? And if you don't believe me, feel my nipples.
You better calm down.
You calm down right now, boy. Hong Tao, this boy.
It was, what the fuck is that guy? That ain't it.
And I wondered for the longest time where he got that knot on his forehead.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out it's a cyst. He got kicked in the head so hard that it left the cyst. And back in the early days, they used to airbrush it out on the promotional posters.
Mm-hmm.
Until it finally became his trademark, much like his split. The Van Damme split. The Van Damme knot.
Well, kind of like Lemmy. Kind of like Lemmy and his moles.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
That's fucked up as a cyst, because I've had fucking cysts. And I couldn't imagine having one that big on my fucking head.
Whenever he was like a kickboxer, he got kicked in the fucking forehead. And then it just kind of happened after that.
Jesus Christ.
They said whenever he was a kickboxer, they said he was 19-1. 17 were knockouts. The only loss he had is because he accidentally kicked some dude when he was on the ground.
Oh, oops. you think that when Van Damme got kicked in the head, he made this noise?
That was his signature. Like, I was reading some shit about him, and it said, like, every movie he was in, they had to set up an extra camera just to catch his biceps.
He made that shit up.
I mean, he was a decent, in physical condition, you know what I mean? Like, he was a pretty muscular dude.
He'll bring out but, an I mean, extra camera.
You don't just start popping off. Like, Arnold probably didn't do that shit.
Stop.
Well, the thing is, going back and watching some of these movies I haven't watched in forever, I've also noticed that Van Damme, as I've gotten older, I realized this more. I was a kid, I thought it was all fucking cool, whatever. The fight scenes are a little bit more, they're a little comical, you know, compared to like an Arnold, you know, fight scene or, you know, Dolph Lundgren, although he had a couple, but Van Damme's were very, like, I don't know, overly done, like over exaggerated, you know.
I'm pretty sure he's done that like split nut punch in every movie he's been in.
That's also a signature too. Has to be
another signature. For your young folks out there, if you've never seen a Van Damme movie, I encourage you to do so. Pick a movie, any movie, and there's an 89% chance that you will see Van Damme's ass.
Whatever
movie you pick.
It's true. It's true.
He's up there with Arnold and Gerard Butler.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's true.
They should have the fucking Kramer ass man fucking license plate.
Right.
So far we got Time Cop and Lionheart. I love it. Let's keep going, Chuck Dastney. What's your number three?
All right, so I had to go back and rewatch it to make sure. It still holds up. It's a classic, and it's actually, I think, underrated as fuck. Cyborg.
That's one I was trying to find, and I couldn't.
I know. Like, I had to dig through all my fucking VHSs, like, in the middle of the night just to find this, because I wasn't going to fucking pay for it. But, couldn't pay for it. Broke ass. Yeah, this one's fucking good. It's got, you know, it's a sci-fi thriller. It's got a horror aspect to it. You got the fucked up villain. Basically what the story is, because, I mean, this is kind of a long...
What did the doc say? I'm kind of curious here.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, he froze up. Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry. My screen went blank. It does that. Stupid fucking reason, so bear with me. So you want me to read the box? I didn't read the Tom Cop one because that one was really, really fucking long. So let's hope I don't go black out here again. All right. It says, convulsed by social anarchy and a violent, incurable plague, 21st century America has descended into a seething barbaric nightmare. On a desperate quest for data to cure the epidemic, a beautiful human robot, Cyborg, is captured by a cannibalistic flesh pirate. Cannibalistic flesh pirates who plot to kill the cure for themselves. Now, only the awesome fighting skills of Sword for Hire Gibson Rickenbacker, played by Van Damme, can rescue her and save what remains the remains of civilization. Yeah. That's what it says.
Pirates are those again?
Those are cannibalistic flesh pirates. Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, I thought you misread that or something. But
nope. That's what it says. Like, this one, for some reason, I mean, I just the darkness of this fucking movie. I remember when I first saw it when I was like fucking, I don't know, 12, 13, whatever. It was on 19XIX or Fox or whatever. I've just always been enthralled with it, just because it just—I don't know—somebody gave me the creeps. The whole idea of it being like the end of the world and all that shit, and the bad guy—he's just one nasty dude. And there's some, it's a pretty brutal fucking movie. I mean, it's one of those straight to the gut, kill everybody, ask questions later kind of movies. It's a pretty epic movie. It's a pretty standard plot. For action films that took place in the future back then. It's very Mad Max. It actually has a lot of similarities to Mad Max. But great fighting scenes. Classic death scene of the main guy. He gets pierced when he gets slammed up against a wall by Van Damme and just hangs there, and Van Damme walks off into the sunlight with this woman. Kind of. Which you saw that a lot too, where the bad guy ends up being planted up against the wall. Well, there you go. That's all it took. Just that's how you kill him. But yeah, it's a fun fucking movie. I love it a lot. I'm glad that I got this. A buddy of mine was selling it, and I think we did a trade. And I was like, dude, I have to get Cyborg off you. Have to. He's the first hero of the 21st century.
See, it's been forever since I've seen that. Like, I was one of the ones I really wanted to watch. But because I used to always get that and I Come in Peace confused with each other
a lot. Oh, really?
Back when I was younger. But, I mean, they're both fucking dope movies. But.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. But, yeah, that's my number three is fucking Cyborg. Underrated as fuck. It's weird how many people that I've talked to about, you know, action movies and stuff, they don't know what this fucking movie is. And I'm like, dude. You haven't seen an 80s action sci-fi movie until you saw Cyborg. So,
yes. Didn't he have, like, weird cloudy-looking eyes, too? Or was that...
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
the bad guy in it?
Yeah.
He doesn't have cloudy eyes. And I Come in Peace, the alien has eyes like that. But this guy, he's got weird eyes, too. And look like fucking jacked-up teeth.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, he's a dark skinned dude, and he's got his hair kind of slipped back, and he wears this big plate thing. Yeah. Yeah.
See, I always got them too confused because of the villain, pretty much.
I don't even remember. I need to see that movie again. It's been forever since I've seen Cyborg.
Yeah.
But, like, I guarantee, like, next week, all the Van Damme movies will be on streaming and we'll be able to watch them because that's usually the way it goes when we do these things.
I've noticed that. I don't know why.
Always.
I'm just glad that I kept that. That I actually kept a good portion of my action movies, because I don't have all the Van Damme. I used to have a shit ton of Van Dammes on VHS, but I have a couple, not too many, but yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're off to a great start. I'm having fun. Let's move on to number two, shall we? Oh, feel yeah. The impact. Double impact. 1991. I remember it like it was yesterday going to see these movies. Oh, my God. I remember my aunt and uncle took me to go see this one. And at the time, I was 11 years old, so I was too cool to sit with my aunt and uncle in the theater. I went off the set by myself and enjoyed this red-hot summer flick in which Van Damme had dual roles, in one of which he wore black silk underwear.
You know, black silk underwear. Yeah, dude. And also, great cast, too.
Jeffrey Rush.
Yep.
Who was the nicest badass in the world in that movie.
And also the very memorable sex scene in it as well.
His that brother
gets, so he gets all pissed off.
You motherfucker! And like, like that's the famous all dance scene. Yeah, he gets all pissed off. I do have the VHS here. If you want me to read the back of it.
Oh yes, please.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Curious what this one says.
All right, Van Damme leaps in his dual roles of Chad and Alex Wagner, twin brothers who were separated after their parents' brutal murder. Years later, the two couldn't be more different. Chad is a slick Beverly Hills fitness instructor, while Alex is a rough and tumble smuggler on the gritty streets of Hong Kong. But when fate throws them together again, Chad and Alex discover that there's one thing they have in common. They're both fighting machines. Determined to enact revenge on their parents' killers, the martial arts experts kick, chop, and shoot all the way to an electrifying final showdown aboard a gargantuan freighter in Hong Kong Harbor. With amazing fight sequences, tongue-in-cheek humor, and villains you'll love to hate, including six-time Miss Olympia Corey Everson as beautiful hit woman, Double Impact will jolt you with 100% pure adrenaline rush. Thank you.
Oh, man, who wrote that shit? That was good.
That was well written.
And fans of Van Damme will recognize one of the villains in this movie, Big Bolo.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking monster shows up.
You'll never know.
Yes, awesome movie. And the one thing about Van Damme, if you notice, he changes his look quite a bit in every movie that he's in. He never does the same thing over and over again. He's always changed it up. And, you know, Steven Seagal always kind of had that ponytail and...
Yeah,
Stallone always kind of looked the same, cut. But not Van Damme, damn it. And if anyone wore that fucking mullet, it was Jean-Claude, god damn it.
Yeah, he did. I used to have that haircut, but we'll get to that.
Oh, nice.
I got to see those pictures.
And actually, you heard a funny story about Double Impact.
Yeah, so like I was reading some shit, and it said... Van Damme was saying, like, whenever they were filming that, they wanted to take the budget and put it over to Brian Bosworth's Stone Cold movie. And then so it pissed Van Damme off because they figured the movie was going to be a flop. So he ended up grabbing a papaya and threw it at the producer's head, and the producer ducked and it splattered all behind him.
He should have kicked him in the face.
And then he was like, I used to do a lot of crazy shit back then.
Have you all ever seen that movie, though?
Yeah.
Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's so cheesy.
It is.
Oh, God. Yeah. I almost forgot about that movie. I
watched it all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, it was always on. Good.
Kind of like I was telling Dave, it kind of reminded me of that Beyond the Law movie with Charlie Sheen where he was the cop dressed up as a biker undercover.
I love that movie. Love it. Fucking Michael Madsen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always being the badass.
Always.
But yeah, Double Impact, dude. That's a movie that, like, honestly, it should be on my three. But that's where I had problems with it. But it's action packed as fuck. it's funny. It's an interesting take on, okay, two Van Dams, which I had to convince my buddy that he didn't have a twin brother. I was like, dude, it's movie magic. Like, there's not two Van Dams that we know of, you know? It's a fun one too. It's just a fun one. I will go ahead and say this, especially when it comes to this one. When I got into Van Damme and stuff, and I've probably mentioned before, but I had a good friend of mine as a kid, who unfortunately he died in a bad work accident, years and years later. But we were like, I had my horror watching buddies and I had my action movie buddy, and we watched Van Damme all the time. He's the one that got me into really liking Van Damme movies and shit. And Double Impact, when I got that, I was so happy. I was like, hey, dude, you don't have this one. You don't have this one. And we would go on Van Damme marathons all the time. And, yeah, so this movie, that movie is a great fucking choice because it for many reasons, but it has a special place in my heart as well. It's a good fucking choice on that shit.
Yes, definitely a special place in my heart. Like I said, I remember it was like it was yesterday going to see it. God, I miss movies like this. Actually, I used to think there were two Van Dams too.
He was one of those gullible kids.
I was. I really was.
I can't say nothing. I think I probably thought it too at first too. So,
go ahead, sir.
Number two.
Dos.
It's number twos are the hardest.
I'm going to go Kickboxer.
Ah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Such a good movie. Got fucking. What was his brother's name? Like he was Kurt, and then he had Eric Sloan. It was the boxer that fought Kung Po, and then or Tong Po.
Tong Po.
And he put him in the hospital and paralyzed him.
Yeah.
And then his little buddy takes him out to fucking the middle of nowhere to get taught some freaking martial arts and then fight Tong Po.
And that's it. That's all you need.
Some crazy. When it came to Kickboxer and Bloodsport, I'd get them confused because they're so similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they are.
They're so very similar, but also they're both good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't even remember which one's which.
Yeah. Like I always did. I always got them confused.
Like I always liked that movie because, like, at the end they fucking like wrap that twine around their hands and then dip their hands in like fucking resin and then glass.
And then the Kickboxer.
That one was kicking. Yeah.
Then they had that brutal fight at the end, and then later on in life you watch Hot Shots Part 2.
Yes.
And then, you see, well, then, and plus, like, in Rambo, what was that?
Yeah.
Part two.
Yeah.
He does the same thing. But then in Hot Shots, they do it, and they put caramel.
Caramel.
Sprinkles.
Yeah.
That's chanting that's... sprinkles. So good. So good.
That's also the best Hot Shots movie, also. Salt and Theaters was just me, my mom, and one of my friends. Everybody was seeing Jurassic Park, and we actually were originally in Jurassic Park. There was tons of people in there, and I was bothered by some things, so we went off and just kind of went into the next one, and that movie actually made everything better. It's hilarious. But anyway, yeah. Kickboxer, yeah.
Well, I found some interesting facts about this movie.
Okay.
Like, the main reason he got the part was because he demonstrated a roundhouse kick to the producer in the middle of a food like service they were having for like a dinner.
Okay.
He did that a lot of times to get a role for a movie. That way he was like memorable because like the one producer for I think maybe Hard no, I think it was for Lionheart. He went to kick by his face and he like just kicked right over his shoulder.
That's one way to do it. Don't want to fuck that one up.
Whenever he was trying to get movies.
Yeah, you couldn't get one shot at that one.
And then also, that was another movie. Well, we'll get to this later. But apparently the movie was actually called Karate Tiger 3 in Europe.
Oh, wow.
And then it was supposed to have Chuck Norris instead of Van Damme. Which actually, back in the day, it said... Van Damme was actually a bouncer at Chuck Norris's bar in L.A.
I feel like I've heard that before. Yeah. And then beat the shed, Chuck Norris. I can't stand Chuck Norris.
Right?
Holier than thou, like, asshole.
They said there was like a big mistake in the movie. Like, in the movie, it has Tong Po like in the credits listed as himself.
Yeah,
but it's not really the case. His real name is Michael Kesey, and him and Van Damme grew up together.
Wait a second. So my whole life, I thought Tong Po was playing himself, and his name is Michael Skeezy.
Kesey, Q-I-S-S-I.
Okay.
I guess that's how you pronounce it.
That's just like such a like Tong Po, and then you have
one of Van Damme's childhood friends.
Yeah. I wonder why they did it like that. Just
and he's not even like Thai. He's Moroccan.
He was in this movie. And he was immediately like extradited from his family.
Yeah. And then the guy that played Eric Sloan, Dennis Alexio, was actually a heavyweight kickboxing champion at the time.
Oh, okay. I know that.
Fun facts.
Facts are
good.
The
whole movie was actually shot in Thailand.
Oh, actually,
wow. Well.
Huh.
Yeah, and they said for Lionheart, everything was filmed in L.A., even like all the scenes in New York and shit.
Hmm.
Like there was one scene that was filmed in Vegas, and that was it.
Wow. Like, man, kickboxer is definitely like one. Is it, again, it goes back to like being this being kind of difficult to like, you know, which ones to put, whatever. But yeah, it didn't make it on my list, but as a kid it would have, because I've probably seen Kickboxer as a kid probably about 80 times. Like we had a lot of marathons just watching fucking Van Damme movies and wanting to be like him, but I'll get to that in a second.
Well, like I know like the director was like the same director for all of them, which was Sheldon Lachette. O'Shea, or I don't know how you really pronounce it, but he pretty much did. I think he's the director for Van Damme's like first three or five movies.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense then. Does that also include?
They never got along. Apparently, like, he always wanted Michael Dudikoff because he said he was the real American Ninja. Like, he actually tried to set up a fight with Van Damme and I think some other martial artist, but the fight never actually went down.
I feel like I heard about that.
Because they thought that Van Damme was a fake martial artist.
Yeah, okay.
Because he studied ballet and shit all the time.
Yeah.
Welcome to the chat, Nathan. Yes, we could see your comments this time. I don't know what happened last.
Abel Quissy was bad guy. Lionheart Michael was bad guy in Kickboxer.
Oh, okay. We should have had you on the show this week. We missed out.
What was I going to say?
I always like that scene, too, in Kickboxer where, like, the fucking... I forget the guy's name. What's his name? Like, Zhao? The guy that's training him. They go to that fucking little restaurant, then he starts dancing. Then he has that real gay little fight scene when he's just fucking sitting there dancing for like 5 minutes. And then you're like, what the fuck am I watching? And then finally, like, some shit pops off and you're like, that's better.
Yeah, because there's been a couple of movies where he's dancing around. Because in Double Impact, he's dancing around too. Mm-hmm. And gets in a fucking fight in the middle of it. Like,
he said he loves to dance. Like, I guess it's part of the ballet. And he's like, because he studied ballet for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he actually, in the beginning of Double Impact, well, when you first see him as a, you know, as an adult and all that, it actually explains, he's explaining to his class the fitness of those girls, and he's doing his splits, and he's talking about, like, because of his big legs, he could do this, da-da-da, and, like, he mentioned something about that or whatever. Like, I mean, you know, whatever, like, it was kind of a weird thing to find out that, like, oh, Van Damme's a badass, he did ballet. And I had a friend that actually was like almost close. He was like, maybe I should do ballet. And we're like, dude, really?
Whenever I think about ballet anymore, I think of the other guys. And he's like, so you learn to dance like this sarcastically to make fun of other kids? And you're like, yep.
That's funny.
The other thing I found out earlier too was apparently, I guess, like back in 97, I guess Steven Seagal was trying to say he could beat Van Damme in a fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then and then Stallone had some kind of party at his house and they were both there and fucking Van Damme was trying to take him outside and fight him. And then they pushed it away and then they later on they saw like each other in a club and then Van Damme was still trying to fucking like get at him and then Stallone's words were Seagal vanished like Houdini.
Yeah, I think that Van Damme could kick well, obviously now, but there's never been a doubt in my mind that Van Damme could kick fucking Steven Seagal's ass. I remember all the shit talking when I was younger because I used to buy like martial arts magazines and shit. Because they always had something in there about Bruce Lee and shit. So I would just get all that shit, you know. And they would. I remember there for a while. It was always who wants to fight Van Damme now? Like in every issue that I remember picking up, it was like, okay, over here Steven Seagal wants to fight him, and then somebody over here went like it is just all because they all thought he was a fake.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't seem like it was a work, but I don't know. Who knows? It could have been.
Nate said, did you see Van Damme's cameo in Breaking?
Yeah.
1984's Breaking. We played a cab driver.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Never seen Breaking?
No.
Oh, that's just great. Fucking breakdancing movie from the 80s.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
I remember, like, way back in the day, like, the first thing Vin Diesel really ever did was he did this fucking breakdancing instructional video. It's on YouTube.
Bolo would whip them all in real life.
I agree.
Yes, I agree.
I would say there's a good possibility. That guy's fucking scary.
Mm-hmm. Bolo's dope, man. Like
he's just a brutal guy.
It said Bolo broke in because he met Bruce Lee on the set of a cigarette commercial. I think it was a Winston cigarette commercial, and that's how he got into Enter the Dragon. Is that what you're smoking, really?
Didn't somebody say Winston?
Wow.
So have crazy. A Winston.
We didn't plan that at all. Winston's. And then him and Van Damme got to be good friends. That's how he got into Double Impact too, years later. Yeah, Bolo is a fucking monster.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get to Bolo more here in a little bit, I'm sure. I wonder if we're all going to have the same number one.
I think I know what Chuck's number one is.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's a movie we talked about before.
Maybe. You probably do. If you think hard enough, yeah, you probably do. My number two is kind of funny, but I have my reasons for it, too.
Well, let's hear it. What's your number two?
Well, since you ask. actually, my number two, I don't have the VHS for this, and it saddens me because I really wish I had it. I used to. But Hard Target, the movie, it's my number two. It's the movie that really inspired me and my friend Andy that I was telling you about. We both got the haircut when we were in third grade. Okay, there's pictures. I have to find like there's. I took school pictures. I had the mullet. It was all wavy, and I had the side little notches, you know, and shit. And he did the same thing. And he went so far to even get like a big overcoat, like big black overcoat thing, just like I'm drawing a blank on his fucking name, but Jean-Claude Van Damme's character in Hard Target. I love this fucking movie. I watched it a few months back, and I rewatched it again last night. And damn, is that shit exquisite! Like the bad guys. I mean, once again, Lance Henriksen. I mean, dude, this is the movie that made me realize how much I loved him watching him act. Mm-hmm. You believe he's that asshole? You know what I mean? His name is. Van Braum or whatever his fucking name is in it, and he's a brutal motherfucker, and he has a single shot like badass fucking pistol that he uses very nicely throughout the movie. For those I don't have the box in front of me, so I can't read it, unfortunately. But for those that aren't were not fortunate to see this movie or ever hear of this movie, let me give you this like the quick little like setting here. Takes place in Louisiana. Basically, if you've ever seen Surviving the Game, it's very, very similar. bunch of guys get together. They get homeless people that don't have anybody, whatever. And they say, hey, here's $10,000. There's a money belt. You take this, and if you can get past the cemetery, blah, 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 whatever, then that $10,000 is yours. The catch is there's going to be all these motherfuckers with guns fucking hunting your ass down. And at the beginning of it, you see a Vietnam vet. He gets killed. You see his dog tags and shit. Well, I think you see him get pierced, I think, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And his daughter comes looking for him. He was a Vietnam vet who was homeless at this point, and he was having to pass out flyers for money to, like, you know, skeezy fucking, hookers and, you know, phone sex and all this kind of shit just to try to make a little bit of money. And so all these bad motherfuckers, Lance Henriksen, and the other guy, the other bad guy in this movie, you've seen him in The Mummy, and I can't remember his fucking name. But he, dude, them together, perfect bad guy duo. Probably my favorite bad guys in any fucking Van Damme movie when it comes down to this kind of Van Damme movie. When it comes down to the Kung... Huh?
We always call that villain guy the budgeted Billy Zane.
Yes, 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 yes. God damn, he looks so much like Billy Zane, but not. It's so weird.
Right? It's like Zane was like Russian or something.
Right. You wouldn't want to hurt my feelings, which he says twice in Hard Target. But the daughter of this guy comes back looking for her dad, trying to see what happened. Jean-Claude Van Damme plays a guy who he's just trying to find a job, and he can't, because of some shit, he's not able to get a job on the boat. So he ends up running into this daughter who he's like, hey, I'll be your guide around here, and I'll try to help you find your daddy, as he says in the movie.
Several times.
They emphasize daddy a lot.
Your daddy. Yeah. They help you find your daddy. Who's your daddy and what does he do? He first notices her in a bar because she's just got her money out, and just all these guys around is like needing money, and they're just watching her. And he helps her and ends up doing one of the most kick-ass fucking scenes between like one guy versus like five or four or whatever in the street. I mean, it's like old West shit in this movie. There's like gunfights in the middle of the street. There's kicking ass in the middle of the street. And Van Damme, I mean, does one of my favorite things when the guy comes up, tries to get him. He puts his arm and breaks it, and it's just like crunch. He's like, ah! This movie has, remember earlier when I mentioned that Van Damme's movies were sometimes cheesy as shit when it came down to certain scenes? A little more than most of our favorite action heroes. This one is a complete example of it. Van Damme, throughout this movie, his character does things that are just ridiculous. Apparently, he can go through fire and it doesn't faze him. He can flip multiple times over a car. He's an amazing, he's a superhero in this movie. They just don't tell you. He damn near flies at the end of the movie. But it has a lot of great fucking fight scenes. I mean, come on.
It's like when, a super jump kick from a fucking coast to coast type shit.
Yeah. And also something else. There's a scene where Van Damme and the daughter of the guy that they're trying to find, people start realizing, okay, there's somebody who's out here looking for this guy, which all the bad guys are killing everybody that, you know, could have some way to get them fucking ruined. So they had these guys go out and beat up Van Damme. And one guy's wearing a Misfits shirt, I noticed. I was like, shit. Which is funny because the Misfits, it was earlier on. It was a few years before that movie came out. But Misfits were arrested in New Orleans. They got arrested in a cemetery with members of I Hate God. But small little thing there. But they beat the shit out of him, all this stuff. And he's like, yeah, you tell your, you know, you tell your bitch girlfriend to get the hell out of town and all that shit. And then when he gets them back, it's kind of funny. And he's like, well, you know, you tell your boyfriend. Like, there's so many moments in this movie where he just, the way he says things, because he's trying to have, this makes sense. He's trying to have more of a Cajun accent than just a French accent. And it shows. It's kind of bad. It shows.
What's his name in that movie? Like Chase Bordeaux or some shit?
Chance Boudreaux. Boudreaux. Yeah, Boudreaux. But god damn, it also has you. It's got Mr. Diabetes himself in it.
Wilford Brimley.
Wilford Brimley plays his uncle or his cousin. One, I can't remember. At the end of it, he's the crossbow wielding fucking relative that is actually like one of my favorite characters in this fucking movie, and you don't get to see it till the end of it. But
dude, the end of that movie cracks me up.
Oh yeah. Because he gets shot with the air. Yeah, he gets stabbed, and he's like, "Oh, I'm not too good." And his flask disappears. He's like, "Is that good? Not good at all." it has a very like, but the ending of that movie though. How Lance Henriksen's character dies. It's great. That is one of my favorite fight like scenes in a Van Damme movie. I'll tell you, I love this fucking movie. When Van Damme and his cousin or uncle, or whatever the fuck he is, they take out all the bad guys, and it's just Lance Henriksen there now. And Lance Henriksen is standing in the middle of flames, okay? Like there's flames all over the place. And Boudreaux, Van Damme, is hollering at him from somewhere. You don't see him. And he's just, like, loading up his gun, and he's just shooting at everyone. He's like, he's just so mad. And it's so brutal because you're like, okay, this is going to kick ass. And they have a pretty good fight scene. And he beats the shit out of I think he ends up really injuring Lance Henriksen. And he disappears off into a room in this fucking weird warehouse place. And
like a bunch of like parade floats and shit, right?
Yeah, which keep popping off randomly in the movie, or at the end of it. They're just like, oh yeah, boom. Those exaggerated explosions too. This movie's good for that too. But he ends up taking. Oh yeah, of course. But he ends up taking the daughter of the guy they've been trying to find hostage, and Van Damme. You know, he puts down his shotgun, and what you see is he's hiding a fucking grenade. And Lance Henriksen, the girl goes, and they get into it, and then he ends up, you know, after a good little battle, whatever, he ends up throwing Lance Henriksen against the wall or whatever with a fucking grenade, and it's and the thing's out. So Lance Henriksen's like trying to unscrew the thing really fast. He's like, oh, and then it sparks. He goes, oh, and it just blows up. like he's like, oh, it just either something about that just cracks me the fuck up. But man, goddamn it! I'm sorry, but I know it's Van Damme night, or whatever. But Lance Henriksen in this fucking movie is the shit. It's so fucking great. I mean, that I love the fucking movie. It's got a lot of funny parts to it. I'm trying to think. There was a couple of fucking scenes that I was like, oh, I've got to mention it. And now I'm drawing a complete fucking blank on it now. But yeah, Hard Target had to be on my top three because that's a movie that I seriously, I think I can watch it just about any time of the day, any time. Yeah, if I've watched, you know, it's great.
I was struggling between Hard Target and Lionheart.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
And scene where Ted Raimi came out of nowhere because Sam was a executive producer.
Yeah, he's the guy.
I heard about John Woo because it was his first film.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, man. He's like, I ain't got no change, man.
Yeah.
help me. And they kill the guy in the middle of everybody. Like, I don't know. Oh shit, the death scenes. I got to mention this too. Probably one of the most, there's something about it. Okay, there's the big fat guy in the movie that he's the one that's getting all these poor people to be hunted down. And Van Damme's kicked this fucking ass, and you know he's gotten threatened by Henriksen and his goons, and so he's wanting to get the fucking hell out of Dodge. Wakey, you fat fuck. You wouldn't want to hurt my feelings, would you? And when he's trying to leave town, and he pulls his shotgun out, and he has the gun right there, and the dude's, like, he's in his car, and he's got the gun right there, and he's just crying. He's like, ah, you wouldn't want to hurt my feelings. He's like, no, Mr., you know, and Mr. Van Cleef, I think that's what his name is, and when he just pops it off, the look on his face is so evil, and it just, and the way the shotgun just, it just shoot. I mean, it's kind of real what happens when you shoot a fucking shotgun at a close range to a windshield. I mean, that's just gonna fucking all over the fucking place. So that's actually my, yeah, it's one of my favorite kills in that fucking movie. But I tell you, that poor motherfucker though, what a horrible job.
Oh my god, yes, he fucked with him so bad.
Oh my god.
The interesting thing with Hard Target is that this movie has, like, the premise of the movie has been redone several times.
Yes.
Surviving the Game, The Hunted, which just came out a couple years ago. Like, this has been done over and over again.
They said it was almost NC-17 because how violent it was.
What, Hard Target?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's, I mean, it's got some brutal... Van Damme's character can really fucking kill people real quick. And nobody cares.
John Woo apparently wanted Kurt Russell to do it instead of Van Damme.
So that's why he has the mullet. Gotcha.
Was there any doves in that movie?
There had to have been, but I don't remember.
Any what?
Any doves.
Doves?
Every John Woo movie has doves in it.
It seemed that way anyway.
I know there's seagulls, I think. There's something.
I don't remember, but there had to have been. There always was.
Yeah, but Hard Target, good fucking movie. It's fun as fuck, and there was something else about it, but going back to Lance Henriksen.
Great villain, too.
God, dude.
I loved it when he was the bad guy. He got to be a bad guy for like 5 minutes at the end of Alien 3.
Yeah.
But other than that, in Hard Target, I don't remember ever him being a full-blown villain. I'm sure he was. I'm just not thinking of a movie. But he should have been a villain more often.
Yes,
he plays a good bad guy. I mean, Elias Henderson, he's a damn good bad guy. Oh, there is one part that made me laugh though, when they're going after Van Damme and they're going after his, you know, him and his uncle, whatever the fuck, and the girl, and the guy gets bitten by the snake that Van Damme, the rattlesnake. He ripped the rattle off. He's got, oh, getting a little surprise for my friends, and they come. The guy bites whatever, and then Duder picks up the snake. And he backs with this, and Lance Henriksen has this look like you believe he's pissed. And he just pulls that gun out and shoots the fucking thing, and the guy that got bitten is laying there, and he's just sitting there screaming at him, and then he just, like, puts his, like, foot down on whatever and makes him, like, just, I think he breaks his neck. But then there's a whole shootout when they first get to the cabin and stuff, and I don't remember why he says it to him, because I think I was doing something else right at that moment. But Lance Henriksen, after that, he's like, stop, stop, stop. He's like, and you are a fucking buffalo. He looks at some big dude. It's like, I don't know. It just, fucking Lance Henriksen, dude. Have we done a Lance Henriksen night yet? Have we done?
Not yet.
No.
Okay. Yet. It's going to happen. It's going to fucking happen.
We might have to do it after we do the action summer shit.
I think we're going to have to. He's supposed to be at Scarefest in October, and it's still up in the air, but I'm hoping I'm still getting to go, because that is the one motherfucker I want to meet. Because that dude right there, just, where do you think that, like, my beautiful voice, I've tried so hard to, like, sound as raspy as him, and I've almost got it.
You're almost there.
Almost there. A few more packs of cigarettes a day.
If that's in October, Lance would be a good Halloween, because you know we're going to do Halloween for the entire month of October.
Oh, of course.
Lance would be a good one to have. And if you could get him to cut us a little promo, that would be just super.
I do
have him on the show.
That would be cool as fuck. I don't know how he does do podcasts every now and then, but I did. There was somebody that I knew that met him, and he bummed, like, he was like at the end of like the line or whatever, and Lance Henriksen was like, "Hey, you got to smoke." And the guy was like, yeah. He's like, let's go outside and smoke a cigarette real quick. So they went, and they got to go outside and smoke a cigarette with him. And he was chill as fuck and everything, apparently. Like,
stories about him that he's cool as fuck.
He does a lot of, like, pottery shit and stuff now. Like, that's what he does in his relaxing time. like, I guess all the days of killing innocent people and being a bad cyborg and a cop that gets killed by Terminator, I guess, you know, he's kind of done with those days. And serial killer. He's been a serial killer a few times, too. But anyway, we're talking about Van Damme. My bad.
It's Van Damme night.
Van Damme night.
Store clerks. And we're ready to move on.
Numero uno.
Number one. I don't have a drum roll sound effect.
What did, yeah, Nathan said that Emil Fashone, I guess, was Henderson's character.
Yeah, Fashone. Yeah, that's what it was. Okay.
See, that's even a villain's name.
Right.
Fashone.
That's great.
Fashone. Sounds like Falcone from fucking Batman.
Well, it's time to move on to our number one. Is there any other? Bloodsport. The original, the OG Van Damme movie. I think I know what Chuck's number one is. And it's not going to be Bloodsport, but I think I know what it is.
But so good.
But my personal favorite is Bloodsport. In fact, let's check out a little scene from Bloodsport.
Fuck yeah.
It says he represents the Tanaka clan. You don't look like Tanaka.
Shidoshi Tanaka trained me.
What's the whole up?
He says Senzo Tanaka is his Shidoshi.
What's the difference if Bruce Springsteen is a Shidoshi?
If Senzo Tanaka is his Shidoshi, then show us the dim mark.
What the hell is a dim mark?
Death touch.
Thanks.
Vic, choose a break.
Okay, Frank. What about this one?
So! Bottom one.
Is that good enough, guys?
We honor your invitation.
No shit, you honor his invitation.
Very good. But Brick, not hit. Back.
If Bolo said that to me, I'm pretty sure I'd shit my pants.
Like, I'll take it back. These went creepy. Man, I swear, that guy just look at you. It's like, which I think I could be completely wrong about this, but I think that I read somewhere that he actually was a real sweetheart of a guy. Just a Ooh. Good actor. But the guy, Bolo?
Bolo.
Yeah, but I can't remember if I'm just pulling out of my ass, but I think I did read that somewhere or saw an interview with somebody or something. That's such a good scene, though. Good choice.
That movie is my number one as well.
See, Nathan says Bloodsport, Kickboxer, Cyborg, or either Lionheart.
It's too hard.
See, Death Warrant, I've got it right here. Where he versus the Sandman, if I remember correctly. Is it the one that's in there? I think that's what his name is. Yeah, Sandman. Hell yeah. No, this was a tough one. Yeah.
But beautiful, Bloodsport, and some of the greatest lines ever. Also, very young Forrest Whitaker's in this movie.
Yeah.
Actually, he's a black belt in karate.
Oh, I did not know that. He plays one of the two of the worst detectives.
Military detectives.
In the history of film. And I wasn't able to go back and watch Bloodsport. I'm going just by memory. But why were the police so hell-bent on bringing him in?
Because he was AWOL.
Oh, that was it? Okay. I couldn't remember.
It's like a theme to some of his other movies.
Because they had those fucking tasers and everything. And he's just like, I'll meet you at the airport.
Yeah.
His Shidoshi was dying, so he went AWOL so he can go back and see him.
I don't know if that's passed. How that worked.
And then
found out that
he got granted the blessing of going to fight in the Kumite.
Yeah, because didn't the son?
Yeah, he died.
He died, and it was because he died there, and that's why he was going for that, right? Yeah. It's been a minute since I've watched it too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ogre.
Nerds. Yes. He was great in that.
Yes. Ray, was that his name? Ray.
Ray Jackson.
Yeah, he was awesome. I see Ogre pop up in TV shows every now and then, randomly.
Yeah.
I saw that they were supposed to actually make Kickboxer before Bloodsport.
Oh, really?
Was that Kevin or Sheldon Letish or Che or whatever the fuck? He did all those movies. Frank Dukes lied about all that shit. Apparently so. But he actually was like him and Jean-Claude choreographed all their fight scenes. Frank Duke actually worked on all of them. But then when Jean-Claude was getting ready to do Bloodsport, he said that Dukes had him in the most excruciating pain workout for like 3 months to get him ready for the film. Like, he put him through hell pretty much. So he actually trained Jean-Claude whenever they were doing Bloodsport.
Not going to make him look bad.
Yeah, for those not aware and not picking up on this, Bloodsport's loosely based on a true story.
Very loosely.
Yeah. But hey, that was one of the first that was one of the first movies that I saw of Van Damme. That was right when I was getting into that kind of shit.
Right.
Like,
I always loved that movie.
Oh yeah. It's a classic. It's a fun one too. I mean, like Kickboxer. The training scene. You know,
they were very similar.
Evan says, yeah, he said he won a sword for a Japanese master, or from a Japanese master, is a weird prop. Yeah. Yeah. it's a fun fucking movie. It really is. But, Kickboxer and it are very similar in a lot of fucking ways. But I don't know. Out of the two, I think I probably would pick Bloodsport over Kickboxer. Just because it's
a lot more entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's more it's more entertaining. It's got a little bit more like the humor because of, Ogre Nerds. And it's a little more brutal. Cuz this is the one in the training. This is the one I think in the training where he kicks that tree over and over again and it just like fucks his leg all up. The scene with the shit in the eye, like when he's going against Bolo.
He does that whole little sequence where he's like, whoa.
Yeah.
But Bolo didn't know he was trained for that.
The blind fight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that part when he's stretching him, he's got his arms and his legs tied to the tree.
Yeah. Yeah, ow. And then he's finally bringing him down. Oh, yeah, God.
Whatever in that movie.
Oh, God, yes.
I said he did like 7 splits in that movie.
Yeah, this would probably showcase Van Damme's skills the most. It had some of the greatest lines, but I hate that.
This was another movie that he got because he almost kicked the producer in the face.
That was his thing, man. Some people put scripts in pizza boxes and has them sent up to the producer. Van Damme kicks people.
Whatever does it. I mean, it makes sense.
Apparently, there was no stuntmen in the whole movie. Like, it was everybody that was there was just doing their own shit.
Oh, something real quick. I need to go back to Hard Target just real quick because this is what I was thinking of. I forgot about it earlier. It's crazy how so much shit goes on in that movie, and Van Damme is still able to have his shirt tucked in and looking still nice and neat. I'm just going to throw that out there.
The hair.
Yeah.
He always did have, like, that little sense of the way he dressed with his like weird, like they weren't quite khaki pants or dress pants, but they were just like weird pleated pants. So that way he had more room to kick and shit in.
Yeah, he's wearing jeans in this one.
He wore were like fucking special made and shit.
Yeah. Ridiculous. But yeah, I thought about that. I was just like, yeah, I don't think anybody actually in a situation like that would be. They look a little rougher, I'd say.
Right.
He has a bandage on his arm the whole movie. That's whatever.
I always remember the movie like as soon as they get to the hotel where like all the fighters are staying, and then him and Jackson start playing Kung Fu on the arcade, and he like beats the shit out of him. And then Jackson's like, you want to come see a real fight? Come see me fight at the Kumite.
Yeah.
I fight Kumite too.
But I think my favorite line in the movie, I almost hate to say this, but...
Okay, Uwete.
No, not that one. Not that one. It's with that him and the reporter. That I don't even know why she's there, by the way. Like, how did she find out about it? Let alone how did she get in there? I don't know.
Right.
But anyway, she's saying to him, I don't want to see you hurt. I don't want to see you in pain. And he's like, then don't watch. I don't know. Outside. It cracks me up. There's a lot.
No, I get it. And all these are just great lines. Definitely.
Apparently, whenever he fought that one dude, the guy that wore like the turban.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck's his name? Let me look, try to find it. Sadiq Hosing or something like that. Apparently, like, because like he ends up like acting like he's knocked out. Then whenever Van Damme turns around, he tries to get him from behind. And then Van Damme throws that elbow and knocks him out. Apparently, Van Damme really hit the dude and really knocked him the fuck out. And like that's actually legit in that movie. Whenever he falls back to the ground, and they say if you like watch it in slow mo, you can see the dude's nose and shit just go.
Oh shit! But
it worked great.
Because it was real.
That's how they did movies. Yes, that's how they did movies back then.
Those are the days. Funny.
I was like, that's fucking great.
There you go. Bloodsport. We've gone through some good ones. I think I know what Chuck's number one is. Go ahead and tell him.
So Bloodsport was both your all's number one?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the first movie that Van Damme was nominated for a Razzie for. But then he actually won one for fucking Double Team.
That movie, Dennis Rodman really annoys the living shit out of me. But anyway, but he at that time period he was like big shit. Like he was the rebel and he was marrying himself. It was weird. He had an ABC movie about him. But we're not talking about the double team on my number one. Okay, that's not the double movie that I'm talking about. My number one has to be, because it's overloaded with like two of my favorites, and it has to be Universal Soldier. Has to be.
That wasn't what I thought you were going to say.
What did y'all think? What did y'all think I was going to say?
Death Warrant.
Really?
I thought it might have been. I thought it was going to be Hard Target, actually.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Universal Soldier.
I had a feeling Universal Soldier was going to be on your list, though.
Oh yeah, dude. I love that fucking movie. Which really sucks because I apparently my VHS collection. I went and got a whole load of just like random fucking VHSs last year sometime, and Universal Soldier was in there, but it wasn't. It was just the case. Actually, I do have the case in here still, but it was a different fucking movie. But anyway, Universal Soldier is my number one. It's my number one because it's not just Van Damme; it's also Dolph Lundgren. Who we will get in, we will talk about next week, hopefully, if that's what we're going to go with. Cause I'm really hoping
that's what I'm thinking.
But the story of two Vietnam vets, two Vietnam casualties, amongst many others who were brought back to life by the government to basically take care of situations that are a little too dangerous for the more living people. They're kind of like cyborgs, but not. They're not made out of metal and things of that nature. But they have to stay cold. They have these little eyepieces that attach to them when they're on their missions. Dolph Lundgren and him, like that's something else about the the characters in this, the reanimated soldiers don't remember. They're not supposed to remember anything that happened to them.
Right.
Well, at the beginning of the movie, Van Damme and Dolph Lundgren, they're both on the, they're in Vietnam, and they're on the same squad or whatever. And Dolph Lundgren is the sergeant, and he's pretty much lost his fucking mind. He's killing random people and collecting ears on a fucking necklace. I'm all ears.
He said that at the same time you did.
Yeah. He had some of the he had some of the greatest lines in that movie, but there's a point where Van Damme, they're on a mission, and something happens where Van Damme starts having flashbacks to Vietnam and realizing that Sergeant Andrew Scott, played by Dolph Lundgren, is actually a bad piece of shit. And they start, he starts realizing there's some bad shit, and eventually Andrew Scott, Sergeant Andrew Scott, takes over the whole fucking operation, and Van Damme, with the help of a reporter, tries to make these motherfuckers, tries to get away from them, has to destroy them, all that shit. Great fight scenes, great scenes in this movie, and one of my favorite scenes is when Dolph Lundgren's character, they've been shot at and everything, they go into a fucking grocery store.
Yes.
And he's going fucking crazy. He's dragging a dead body that's just like one of the soldiers. He's all burned up and shit. And he's going to try to take him to the freezer. And he's just like totally just out of his mind. Mm-hmm. Sergeant Andrew Scott. And he's just like, I don't know. There's just, he's a very dark character. Mm-hmm. And he's a, but he's also a fun villain. Like, he's the villain. You're like, okay, what's he going to say next? You know, are we having fun yet? You know? Like he throws that fucking grenade at the top of that, like the whole bus scene where they're like chasing, you know, and he throws the fucking grenade and he just like, like, I don't know. It's just, it's a fucking brutal, kick ass. It's a man movie. Okay. That's the kind of movie like your dad watched and that's how you saw it. Or that's the movie that you watched and you're like, dude, I wish I was that badass. I love this fucking movie. I love it. It's so much fun. I don't give a fuck about the other ones. They came out. They came out with that one. I think it was like part four, and they it was Van Damme and Dolph Lundgren.
And they made them bad or something like weird shit.
Well, the thing is
if they were going back in and brainwashing other people that were some weird fucked up shit, like
yeah, but they labeled it as Dolph Lundgren. Like you figure. Dolph Lundgren's going to be like the main bad guy in this movie, and he was going to be like a, you know. Nope. You wait an hour and a half, and they keep kind of making you think that Dolph Lundgren's in this, like that he's going to be coming out, you know, Sergeant Andrew Scott's going to be coming out at some point. They keep hinting at it. And then finally he comes out at the fucking end of the movie. He's in it for less than 5 minutes, I think, and the movie sucks. So, you know, and two, fuck Goldberg, okay? Ooh, fuck Goldberg. Fuck Goldberg.
He was like the comedy relief in that movie. He was always like doing the dumb shit. Like he rode the fucking steps down head first and then fell into the wall. And then his head went through the wall.
I never saw any of the sequels. And I'm glad
he always had all these weird taglines because like I remember I couldn't find that the first one, so I actually watched the second one. And then yeah, it's bad. But then fucking Van Damme tosses the one bitch off the fucking building into like the dumpster truck. And then Goldberg goes to jump into it and Van Damme drives away. And as soon as he like Goldberg jumps, he looks down. And he's like, oh shit. And then he falls and like he gets backed over.
The only thing I remember about that movie is Megadeth had that song. Like, and I can't remember what fucking name of the song is. But yeah, that's a movie that's like, dude. One, you try to fucking make sequels after a movie's been gone, like it has been out for a long fucking time. You might not want to do it because it's not always going to be a great idea. And in this case, it wasn't. They should have just stopped.
It was like, I guess I haven't got to watch it, but I'm going to try to watch it. It was Kindergarten Cop 2 because Dolph was in that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real.
We just found that, like, because the first Kindergarten Cop was, what, 92, 93? And then this one came out in 2016.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Well, I thought you were saying he was in Kindergarten Cop, like, also. I forgot that they made a second one with him in it. I've never seen that shit.
I'm about to.
Oh, God. That's fucking tempting. It can't be. It's got to be better than fucking Pacifier.
For next week.
I never saw the Pacifier, too.
No, I used to own it. That wasn't my fault.
Sure.
Universal Soldier is awesome. And, like, what a cool idea. What a cool concept. The things on their eye, like, the designs were cool. Dolph Lundgren was scary as fuck in that movie. It was good to see him
do fucking traitors.
It was good to see him be the bad guy and be such a cool bad guy. I haven't seen this movie in years. Like I said, it was one I looked for, but God damn it. Like I said, they're all going to be on streaming next week.
Like, I didn't.
I hope so. I want to see Universal Soldier, damn it.
Because that was definitely going to be on my list.
You know, I got to say, though, because, you know, we've all hit our tops and everything. But there was a couple of movies that, like Black Eagle, which I don't really remember. But did you ever see No Retreat, No Surrender?
No.
I don't believe that. That was one of Van Damme's first roles in a movie. And he's not in it that much. He's a bad guy. He's a henchman. He's got black slick back hair and stuff. That's another one of those where, I'm big into Van Damme now. I have to go watch all these movies. And it was on TV real late one night, so I set up my recorder. All I saw was starring Van Damme.
Well, I saw and, there was some movie where he got labeled in the credits as the gay karate guy. Is that it?
Oh. That I didn't know about. That's funny. No, he gets killed. If I remember correctly, he gets killed by a fucking propeller in a fucking boat accident. Or, like, he's in the water and somebody, like, He's not in the movie that much. But when you're a kid wanting to see every Van Damme movie and you finally find this one you've been wanting to watch forever and you find out he's not really fucking in it and the rest of the movie's fucking ass. It's fuck. Great movie.
That's what made Universal Soldier 4. Well, that's probably not the only thing, but he really wasn't in that movie much either.
God.
I hate that. That's when you know. They were all on the covers. So was Dolph. I remember seeing the cover.
And Dolph isn't in it that much either.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's just the guy that they're trying to hypnotize, and he doesn't know what's really going on. He gets his fingers chopped off or some weird shit. And I don't fucking know.
And you know, because
I watched like 20 minutes of that last night, and I was like, fuck this.
You know, the original is a little bit like
I got poor to watch.
And that, you know, how would someone react? That's where I
watched Hot Shots 1 and 2.
Right.
I'm going to have to watch Hot Shots.
You know, there are a lot. He never talked in No. Yeah, he didn't. No, he didn't talk in it. He was kind of the silent fucking. He was the henchman. He was like the right hand man of the bad guy. It's been so long since I've seen that movie. I don't remember everything. I just remember that he was a bad dude. He died in the water, and he didn't talk. Yeah. So yeah, you're right on that one.
I actually just watched this movie the other day. I never saw. I think Dave even watched it. I just told him about it. It's called In Hell, or I think it was Inferno in some places. His wife gets murdered, and then he ends up going to court and testifying or whatever against the guy, but the guy gets out because it's in some other country. I think Russia,
I believe.
And then
it's always Russia.
It is. But then he ends up shooting the dude in front of the fucking courthouse after the trial's over, and the guy gets off, and then he gets thrown in prison, and then eventually he gets assigned to a room with Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, the Lawrence Taylor.
Okay.
It wasn't like a horrible movie, but like the whole movie's pretty much, to me, it's like a Russian Shawshank Redemption. Like LT is red, and then Jean-Claude's like a badass Andy Dufresne, minus the ass rapage. And then they just fucking get thrown into like the yard every day, and they have big ass fights. So he's pretty much fighting for the head of the prison. And then they make bets with other prisons.
Oh, there it is.
Can we just say that he had a lot of movies like this one? This was
Russia. Russia pops up a lot. And daddy. Yeah,
wonder why.
Daddy
and you, the kids pop up a lot.
We'll find your daddy.
It's like, no, I was trying to help her find her daddy. Found your daddy. He's dead.
That's the whole thing. Your daddy, he's dead. Like, I don't care. Hard Target's a great movie. I don't give a fuck for stupidity at times. If anything, the action in that fucking movie and Lance Henriksen and that other fucking Billy Zane looking motherfucker, like, make that movie my fucking, yeah. And Walter Brimley or whatever his name is. Wilford Brimley.
Wilford.
Diabetes. I've got diabetes.
You got diabetes. We can help you live a better life.
What's some other
TV show? The TV show we had on Amazon,
Jean-Claude Van Johnson,
was great.
Yeah. Was it good? I've never seen it. I thought about watching it. Is it funny? If you haven't seen
it, check it. Yes.
He makes fun of himself the whole movie.
Yeah. Like,
is that what you got for the? Is that what you use for the trailer for the show, where he's like shooting the gun off? What's that for?
Actually, a commercial. He's doing the split. He has his legs up on two big buses, and the buses are moving down the street, and they slowly like separate as he's doing the split. It's some car commercial that came out a couple years ago, but
it's at the end of that series.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because the bad guy's trying to fly out from like their underground fucking helicopter port, and it's in like the pool, I think, or the tennis court. The tennis court's separating. And then there's like two little lips where it seals, so he's trying to use his fucking his split strength to fucking hold the doors shut, and then he overpowers the motor, and then they can't fly out.
It's great.
It's like one of them weird, goofy, over the top. Like, he makes one of himself.
There's only about six episodes, I think. Yeah. It only went for one season. I don't know why.
He mentions a few times in the series like how much better Time Cop is other than Bruce Willis's Looper.
Yeah, it's similar to Bruce Willis's Looper, but Time Cop is far superior.
You know, I actually went to bed last night watching Time Cop. And I think I like it better as an adult than I did as a kid. I think it's cooler now. I don't know. When I was younger, it just didn't appeal to me. But it's all fucking nostalgia. I mean, that's what this is, you know?
His partner that like turns her back and then gets fucking shot or whatever. She's pretty hot. Like, I always thought she was hot back in the day.
Yeah. Did you feel the quest? Oh, sorry. Feel the quest was a crappy version of Bloodsport? Yes. It was like same thing, a tournament, or there was one with him and Rodman and Tom. Yeah, that was the double team, which it sounds more like a porn than anything. Double team.
Sudden Death was good too. Actually,
I can't remember about seeing that movie.
It was he was a security guard for the Penguins, and they were
hockey team.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw that in theaters. Actually, I just couldn't remember what the fuck it was called.
That guy like kidnapped his daughter somehow or some shit because he was fucking everything up.
That one wasn't bad, actually. If I remember correctly, I enjoyed that one. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck was that? I forgot about that. And I was trying to remember what that fucking was. And it was Sudden Death. Last night I was sitting there thinking, I was like, I don't know if I've ever seen that movie. And yeah, okay, cool.
Double Team, I think the only reason Double Team happened is because, like you said, the Dennis Rodman was very popular at the time. Yeah. And they just wanted to make a movie with him. And
yeah.
The one scene where like they jump out of a plane or some shit, and he pulls like the parachute, but it puts him in a big basketball, and then they float down to safety.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Nathan hit. I was gonna mention this. Nowhere to Run. That was honestly, it's not a bad movie. But I remember my friends being. I've never seen Maximum Risk. But me and my buddies watching Nowhere to Run when it came out. It was more. We wanted more action, more ass kicking. It was more of a drama. It was more of you know what I mean? There wasn't a whole lot of shit going on in that movie. It was, if I remember correctly, there's a love interest or whatever the fuck.
That was every movie.
Well, yeah. But like it was less about the fighting. I don't know. It was like the last 10 minutes of the movie, you're like, oh, okay, cool. But everything else, you're just like, oh my God, come on, dude. Beat somebody's ass. Like a random guy walk by and give you a bad look. Go ahead. Like it just, it, yeah, no, it was, I would rather watch, I mean, it wasn't a bad movie, but when you want action movies, you might as well go fucking watch a, I don't know, Steven Seagal piece of shit than that. But I'm not supportive of much when it comes to Steven Seagal. So I'm going to go ahead and say it right now on air. Can we not touch Steven Seagal? Like, I don't want to touch him anyway. Come on. I don't want to touch him. But I don't really, I don't, there's only like three movies he made that I actually will watch. The rest of them, which one of them was made here in Kentucky, which I don't want anything to do with because he was a dickhead to everybody on the fucking set, I found out. But he's a dickhead on the set of everything. But yeah, I vote no Steven Seagal. Anyway, Van Damme's cool.
We were actually talking about that too because I was iffy about doing Steven Seagal.
He's a piece of shit too.
He's a fucking nut. Like, there's one episode of Saturday Night Live.
I was sort of thinking about it.
There's only one banned episode, and it's the one that he hosted because he was such a prick to everybody.
It didn't make any sense. The scene that everybody remembers from that is where it's a really serious scene where originally there wasn't supposed to be any violence, and he was like, this needs to have a lot of violence. So he just walks in, kicks all these fucking, like, you know, guys in suits asses, which he was very aggressive about it, if I remember correctly, some of the cast members talking about it. And at the end of it, he looks at the camera and goes, this is what happens when you destroy the earth. Dude, somebody gave you a reality show years later? Really?
Like, we were Under just Siege 2? Earlier, somebody really wanted to fight him. He was nowhere to be found, apparently.
If I remember correctly, when it came down, Van Damme got a lot of, like, threats and a lot of, like, hey, like, I'm going to fight you shit. But Steven Seagal, there's a lot more people in Hollywood that want to fucking kick his ass, and they're not martial artists. They have guns, and they just want to kill him.
They're just going to Indiana Jones that shit.
Pow-pow.
Yeah, right. One of the best scenes in that fucking movie. It really is. I don't have time for this. Boom. We'll get into Harrison Ford at some point, too, because that motherfucker's badass. I don't care what anybody says. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Also, yeah. In the chat, who you would like to see? Harrison Ford.
Yeah, there's.
I would even do a Patrick Swayze night. That might be fun.
Apparently, yeah. Jean-Claude actually used to do ballet with Patrick Swayze.
Really?
That's interesting.
I would like to see that. I don't know why.
I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be funny to see. They had to banter back and forth though. Like they would have to because Patrick Swayze had kind of a big head too. And Van Damme, obviously. Like, could you imagine both of them, like, trying to, like, outdo the other one? It would be kind of like with Chris Farley and Patrick Swayze on Saturday Night Live. You know? But probably worse. Like, rest in peace, Chris Farley.
They were both competitive, but I think Steven Seagal was just a prick that thought he was just fucking God's gift. There's a difference, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I know this is also, but we're talking about the action era stuff, because I know we're getting out there in time. But I found one of my VHSs that I forgot that I had. It hasn't even been opened. I just got it not too long ago. It was a gift from a friend. But it's a Stallone movie with Rutger Hauer. Do you remember that movie?
Is that Nighthawk?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so...
That's an old one.
Yeah, Stallone is a definite, by the way, for this August thing. Oh, yeah. That one's going to be tough, too.
Wednesday after The Samaritan comes out, so we can all watch The Samaritan that weekend.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We can touch base on that one.
I didn't know what the fuck that was. You all mentioned it, I think, the other day. And yeah. I saw the trailer for it last night, that's I think, fun. And I was like, that looks like a good movie. Okay, cool. Yeah, it's a lot better than Spy Kids. Thank you, Stallone. Yeah.
I've never seen Spike.
Nathan says, how about Street Fighter? They said you could tell the scenes Van Damme was coked up. They had to get him out of clubs. He liked the pure stuff in Thailand. Yeah, we discussed that earlier. And Street Fighter, which we mentioned this guy also, Ralph Julia, we mentioned him before in other episodes. It was his last movie, and that is a horrible way to go out.
But he looked like he was having so much fun.
Like, he looked like he was. Just went with it. Yeah, that movie. Oh God,
they tried. They got Paul Julia to do that movie, but he was so fucking charismatic. He was just one of those dudes that could command the screen whenever he was on.
I might have to sadly go back and watch that because I really don't.
I have a confession. Street Fighter was almost my number three.
I mean, that's okay. I mean, it's a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got a great cast in it. It really does. But it's. I can't remember if Mortal Kombat came before this one or what Street like Fighter movie was.
Street Fighter.
Okay. Like, and Mortal Kombat came out and blew it right out of the water. Like, I mean, when it came down to those two, but when it came down to it, Street Fighter was one of my favorite fucking games. Like, and Mortal Kombat was too, but man, there was something about Street Fighter that was just a little bit more fun until like Mortal Kombat 2, and then you didn't have to do the codes.
Oh, without Bloodsport, there was no Johnny Cage.
I was just going to say that. We've talked before about how if there was no Big Trouble in Little China, there would be no Mortal Kombat. But hey, dude, if there was no Bloodsport, there would be no Mortal Kombat. So Raiden from Big Trouble in Little China and Johnny Cage, two characters that are still in the game today.
7 Degrees.
The main characters. And I don't know if you guys know the story that the creators of Mortal Kombat actually wanted Van Damme to play the part of Johnny Cage, but he wouldn't do it for some reason. But you could tell just by looking at him in the original game, he looked just like Van Damme from, it was either Bloodsport or might have been Kickboxer he was dressed up as.
They're kind of similar. I would almost say Bloodsport.
Like 2 years apart or like a year apart or something.
And they're basically like the same movie. I get them confused. I really do.
I mean, yeah, I do too. It's kind of hard not to. Oh, Nathan, it's all good, man. I was just saying, like, yeah. Oh, and also you mentioned Raul Julia and going off again, sorry. But me and my buddy were talking about the Addams Family movies the other night. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about, like, one of his favorite scenes in one of those movies is when, I can't remember who it is, but there's a woman that looks at Gomez and she goes, oh, you're a real lady killer. And he hits the city and goes, acquitted. It's just great. Like,
actually even farther off topic that they're making like a series called Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious about that.
Louis Guzman.
Yeah. That's it.
He's playing. That's going to be weird.
And, what's her name? That was married to Michael Douglas.
Oh, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, she's
my sister. So fucking hot. Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mama. Well.
What the fuck was that?
It said kiss on the board.
Sounded like a mouse.
Yeah, it sounded like a mouse. I don't know what.
Sound effects are cool.
You gotta play with all these and get them all down pat. Nope. Yeah, but for Van Damme night, Bloodsport was always my thing. Like, it's just, I guess just that was my childhood, like Bloodsport and Rambo and
Yeah, oh yeah, man. Bloodsport was like one of my favorites of them. Literally, I mean, like when Universal Soldier came out, I'd seen a bunch of the movies and kept up with them. But Universal Soldier was the one I was going, yeah, this is probably going to be my all-time favorite. And then Hard Target, it's honestly would be a tie if we were doing it that way. So
always like that scene in Bloodsport 2 whenever Van Damme cares. And then Jackson comes walking in and he's like, oh, that hurts me. He's like, you're going to want to have kids.
Yeah. He was so good in that fucking movie. And they worked so great together.
They really did.
That's a killer one. That's a killer one.
That movie's great.
Oh, somehow they worked. I don't, like, you wouldn't think so. Like, if you looked at an 8x10 of those two guys and like on paper, you wouldn't think they would work together. But I don't know. Somehow it works. Great movie. Great stuff. Love Jean-Claude Van Damme. Before we go tonight, does anybody have anything going on? Chuck, what's new in your life?
We still have, I don't have my copy over here. Still got the Tales from the Podcast presents Tales of Shock and Terror. Go to talesofthepodcast.com. and you can find the information and the place to buy that on there, and all the different little packages you can get. Also, on the 26th of this month, if you're going to be in Lexington, Kentucky, we will be one of the opening bands for our buddies in the band Something Weird. If you like psychedelic, stoner doom type stuff, weird fucking like music, two-piece vocals, bass, and drums, they're great guys, and we are honored to be playing their record release show on the 26th at the Fish Tank in Lexington, Kentucky. Is that everything? I do believe that is everything I have going on that needs to be said at this moment. Thank you.
That's beautiful. That's perfect. Well, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We're about to close up the store for tonight. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Turn on the notifications. Hit that bell so you will know whenever we upload new videos. And we're about to go live every Wednesday night. For now at 11. Are we on too late? I don't know.
I think 11.
You know, when we started the show, we were going on at like 6 o'clock.
I don't think it was that early.
It was 6:30.
I think when it was all of us?
This was back in the Patrick days.
Oh, okay. I know when we started doing this, it was like 9 o'clock, then 9:30, and then it was 10. And then 11 just seems to work, I think. It's a late night thing. I like to see it as like a, like, you know, last drive-in or you know, USA up all night kind of shit. I like 11, and I think that most people are able to kind of just chill and check it out a little bit too.
Yes, right. Yes, and chill out. Check us out every Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
Subscribe to our
unless we change it for whatever reason, but usually Wednesday night.
We'll let you know.
Sometimes.
It might happen.
Especially if I go out of town.
And follow us on Facebook so you'll be updated. If we do switch times, we'll try not to, though. We'll try to keep it consistent. Thank you again for joining us. Tune in next week. Let us know, who do you want to see? What night do you want to have on Video Store Clerks? We'll do it all. We work at a video store. We got nothing else to do. We can talk about movies all night. That's what the show's all about. All movies, all the time. We are your Video Store Clerks. Good night.
It's not a legacy I want to leave behind, but I am Chuck Nasty.
How the fuck am I out of this place today?
This shit can't be any fucking good.
Welcome to the store. This is Video Store Clerks. All movies. All the time. Welcome to the store.